Law and Order S Review here on Fanversation. We are talking season 12, episode 13, Mask. You're probably going, what? Why are we in season 12? What's going on? It's season 23. No, we are talking season 12, episode 13, Mask. I am Yael Teagle. I'm joined as always by Taylor Gates. I pointed the right direction. Hello, Taylor.
Hello. I'm so excited. This is one of the first episodes I watched live.
That's magical.
Yeah, it is magical.
I am so stoked for our guest. But before I bring out our guest, I want to make sure everyone has the hotline if you need it. If you are in a situation where you need help, please reach out to Rain. Their number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. Taylor, what does that spell?
It spells hope.
It does spell hope. Also, before we jump into this episode, if you've never watched our show before, sometimes the show goes dark and talks about very serious issues. And when that happens, we make light because that's how we process things. And this episode talked about some real dark things, and I'm going to say some real offensive stuff about it. So please be prepared. But first, our guest, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You might know her from this episode as Courtney. We have Lindsay Kraft. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey. Yay. Hi. You guys are so cute.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to talk about this episode because, first of all, I'm a big fan of yours. I was telling you before. I also love Jeremy Irons, and the story is just so good. The story is so good.
It's good, right? I was like, score that it was like an episode with Jeremy Irons.
Right. And you got to like work with him.
That was crazy. I remember being in his dressing room because like we were shooting, you know, all those scenes that took place in the rehab center. We were shooting somewhere that where they don't normally shoot, actually, like on stages. And it was just like this huge warehouse. I just remember being there. It was like during a winter storm and we were just there like all night. Like it was like these long nights of shooting. And I just remember him saying like, he needed to use like an outlet for his phone and he came in and I guess there's like a British way of saying outlet. And I kept on saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I said like, anyways, he's a really nice guy.
That's amazing. If any British fans are watching, please tell us what the word is for the outlet for your phone. I know we usually have some Brits here. I love this episode. You rewatched this because I asked did. You to, thank you.
Yeah.
what is it like to rewatch it after, you know, this has been years. It's been like 10 years.
It's so funny because I'm just like, wow, it's been a long time to like, and I don't really like watching myself. So, but I did feel sometimes I can sort of step outside and be like, oh, that's a different character. What is she saying? Why is she saying it like that? But I guess those scenes have been on my reel for a long time because I thought they were good scenes. Like it was a great episode. I was so stoked to get that role. I remember being so excited to get that role.
Wow. Do you remember the audition process?
I actually went on tape in LA, but that was before people were doing that. Like that was, I want to say it's possible that like I sent an actual tape. Do you know what
like
I mean?
It's like a videotape?
I want to say that like, It might have been. I'm not sure it was like transferred and it was like a link on the internet. I just don't think it was. It might have been the last time I ever did that.
It was 2011. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. I know I had done one around that time on a tape because I remember going to FedEx. but it was very, everyone always says, oh, you're never going to book things like when you go on tape from LA because they won't pay to fly you out or whatever. And I was like, I just like wanted that role and I didn't care. I was like, I'm going to New York. And then I was shocked that I got it, to be honest. I was like, I knew it was a good audition because I usually can tell if it's, most of my auditions are shit, honestly. Like it's just impossible to, but there was something I was just like excited about the role and it felt like, I'm like tapping into something here. And I got it and I was so happy.
I feel like personally, I feel like I know you mostly from like comedic roles.
Oh yeah.
Because you're so funny.
Oh, thank you. No.
But what was it about this one that excited? Because this is not, I mean.
No, honestly, funny. Like when I first started, I did not do comedy roles at all. Mm-hmm. I one of the first times I ever went out for a comedy, like a pilot, the casting director wrote back to my agent, not funny, not our lead girl.
Oh my God.
And that email was sent to me. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not funny. But I think when you start in New York, there's like not that many like comedic opportunities to, so just the path that I went down was just auditioning for anything that was sent to me. And most of the things that were sent to me were dramas. You know, there's not that many comedies in New York, I guess. TV shows, now there are, but at the time there were nothing, I don't think.
It seems like such a weird, because I feel like New York is such a comedy scene.
I know. I didn't know, like, it's weird. I feel like when I was in New York, I didn't like know about things. I just didn't know like the cool, I didn't know about like, you know, improv and stand up. Mm-hmm. It just like didn't occur to me, you know?
I mean, well, now you know.
Wait, where do you guys live?
Los Angeles.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's fun. We could be neighbors if we don't even know.
It is very possible.
Yeah, honestly.
We'll have to find that out after.
Yeah, maybe not on
the air. Let's tell everyone.
So my address, everyone, is.
Wait, how can you see? How can you see if people are watching?
We have a little number that tells us, and then we have people in the chat, like Zach, who says, "Hell yes, one of my favorites." This episode.
Oh, this episode. Oh, so I can't see where people are. I just like to see that, but I can't see it. I
will pull them up as they come in.
Hi, Zach.
Let's talk about the episode itself, because it starts with like a whole other storyline. It starts with these kids and their binoculars that happen to have a camera.
I love it.
What's crazy about it is that when they go to the precinct, they're mad about it. They're mad about them snooping. I'm like, they just discovered a potential murder and a rape, and you guys are mad that they were snooping.
Right. They saved those women's lives.
Was that crazy?
It shouldn't have been rear windowing.
Wait, I feel like you guys being super fans of SVU, do you know that this was not my very first episode of SVU?
I did know that. Okay. You are a repeat offender.
Yeah. Anyways, but we'll go back to that.
Oh, wait, I have it. Your previous episode is, I have it written down.
Oh, that was a really good episode, actually.
You were in, don't tell me. You were in Fallacy in 2003. Yes.
That was like my first job ever.
And this is one of the ones back in the day before Stabler understood how to talk about trans people with respect. Yes, he has learned. He has learned.
He's better.
But I remember like that was really untapped territory at the time. Mm-hmm. It was like, I remember sort of like that being the first time I had like sort of known about that stuff.
And that episode, what I think is so wonderful in that episode is that they had a cis woman playing a trans woman, as opposed to what is very ridiculously common, where they have cis men playing trans women.
Right. It was played by Kate Monig.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was excellent. Mm-hmm. It was a really, like, and it was really about whether the rapist was going to be tried as a man or a woman. That's what I remember that ultimately the episode was about, which I thought was really kind of ahead of its time, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
No, it was fascinating. I mean, that's one of the great things about SVU is they always tackle these very topical issues. And this episode.
Right. Back to this episode.
Sorry. Back to this episode. Did not necessarily tackle these binoculars with a camera. My big question about the binoculars with the camera is, how did they print the photo so fast?
I don't know. I love how they accused him of photoshopping it too. I was like, when would he have had the time? When would he have the skills or resources to do that?
Yeah.
They also were like, you're making it up, as though they've never done a case with a mask.
Yeah.
Right. They were so caught off guard by the mask. I was like, that's not that. Like, a lot of attackers do that. I don't know why this is such.
I mean, the episode is called Mask. It was like. Yeah.
Read the title, you guys.
So surprised by the mask.
And then it takes us down this other path about IVF being controversial, which is something I was not aware of.
That guy, that security guy, right? No, sorry, the bug guy.
The pest control guy.
He got some great lines. I would love to play that man because he was just the worst person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, God. What a little trinket we got in that moment, like of him, you know, getting into his truck, talking to them and like saying, basically, I hate women. Like,
yes, basically. Women suck. He was pure gold. Pure gold.
If you're allowed to have babies, you should have babies. And if you can't, you can't. Yeah, right. You're done.
Stay barren. Stay barren.
I have the line. I was going to hold it for later, but I'm doing it now.
No, we can't. Yeah.
The line is, when God makes you pregnant, stay pregnant. When God makes you barren, stay barren.
Oh, God.
sir? No. No. I think what's wild is that he's very adamant about this. And then he's like, bed bugs. I kill bed bugs. Like, ask if they're God's creatures.
And then he held them in his hand.
Right. Aren't you telling us that you don't like, you decide. Decide.
Yeah. It's not adding up, sir. It's not adding up.
That whole detour had absolutely nothing to do with the episode. And I still love it.
Thank you for keeping it in there. Yes.
It eventually gets us to our actual storyline, which is we have Debbie, who is played by AJ Cook from Criminal Minds, and Ann Jackson, who is the one in the coma, and Cap Jackson, Jeremy Irons. Yay, Jeremy Irons.
Wow, I wonder how much they paid him to do that.
You know, I think about that a lot, especially because they brought his character back later for another episode to help with a case.
Oh, yeah.
And that one had Elizabeth, what was her name? I'm going to find it. Keep going, keep talking.
The Jeopardy music just starts to play.
Sorry, everybody.
You gotta do a little research.
That's the SBU music.
We're getting there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a better substitution for that. We're gonna start using that instead.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Mitchell.
I want to write a song to that music. It would be really fun.
Have you seen the TikToks of people dancing to it?
That's so good.
No, I really have not gotten into the world of TikTok, I gotta say.
That surprises me.
Unless you want to waste a lot of time, stay out. Because once you're in, you're very in. You can waste a lot of time.
You would do so well on TikTok.
I would. What would I do? What should I do? I feel like my niece tells me I have to have a thing. I think you
are the thing.
Yeah,
really?
I would watch you just sit there and just smile at me.
Oh, that's nice. But no, but don't you have to like do a thing? I mean, I make up songs. No,
that's perfect. No, that's perfect. There's a lot of singer songwriters on there.
That's true.
That you can like really blow up.
There are also a lot of like just average guys doing nothing.
Like the tongue and the hair flip. that's just, the whole thing.
Yeah,
they're just being there, hot. Yeah.
I said average, not even hot.
Well, I don't know. You know that I don't know the spectrum for that.
Sure.
Maybe if I give it like 10 minutes a day and see what happens for like a week.
You should.
If I can gain some followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will share your TikTok.
Okay. Yeah, I'll follow. I'll have to follow. Thanks.
Oh, sure. Okay, cool.
All right. Well, everyone, that's happening next. you're from the East Coast, Lindsay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Falmouth a place? Is that a real place?
I just remember thinking, I hope I don't have to say that because I don't know how to say that word. And I felt so uncomfortable even seeing that word. I don't know why it's so uncomfortable. I'm like, why'd they have to choose that of all the places?
I think genuinely so that Elliot can say the line, he's going to cure you of a foul mouth.
A foul mouth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Probably. Okay.
And that, I think, is the only reason, but it should not have continued to be said after that.
No.
That was the point of it.
Falmouth. I just remember being like, Falmouth. I just remember kept repeating it in my mind. I'm like, thank God I don't have to say that.
I would not live there. I would not live in Falmouth. Like, no. It just sounds like bad things are happening in Falmouth.
What? I wish people could tell me what that word is. What is it? Is it a real place?
It is a real place. Because I remember.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's probably some rich, like, summer home place is my guess.
Yeah.
And if I'm paying a lot of money for a house, I'm not going to have it in Falmouth.
Yeah. I was sorry. I was so glad he didn't rape his daughter, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, let's sorry. Discuss this. No, let's discuss this. Because every time I watch this,
I forget. You're just like, I'm like, he raped her. I'm like, wait, sorry.
Yeah. The idea is horrifying. And the fact that he can't remember, like, I remember the first time I saw this episode being like, oh my fucking God.
I'm like, we cannot recover from this, like, at all. There's no way to recover if he has.
But I can't imagine, as somebody who used to drink some, not that I'm not sober and I'm not an alcoholic. So let me start there.
Nobody's judging you.
I'm just I'm just giving context. but I used to, in my 20s, I liked to drink and drink enough to blackout. And so I understand waking up and not knowing what happened. Mm. And I've felt the guilt and shame of finding out things that I've done when I was drunk. But I cannot imagine how horrifying it must feel to not know if you raped your own child. Like, that I cannot imagine. And that is terrifying. The idea is terrifying. And so I'm with you, Lindsay. I'm so grateful that
he did it.
Did not.
And I forgot too, because I haven't seen this episode in a minute. And I was like, damn.
I forgot too. I was like, I know it leads to something, him not, you know, I know it leads to him being the hero in the end, so can't possibly. I'm like, did we forgive him for that? I was like, there's no way. I don't think so.
Right.
No.
But I did still forget.
I love the scene in the elevator where they're bombarding him with the question. I don't know why. I love that. Because it's not conducive to him helping or answering or remembering. You're just yelling at this
man.
And he cracks. He cracks finally.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
Twist is good though. It's a really interesting twist because I like how they kind of plant the seed of Linda, and then she actually comes back. Which, like, I don't really know how you would have found this woman, but like, I'm glad that you did.
Right,
it's fine. Facebook? Well, I don't know. I don't remember what was happening in 2011. Okay, maybe through Facebook or something.
Yeah,
but I thought that was a really interesting little twist that they did there with.
I like that.
I liked her story. And I like the way she explained it. Like, it was a wild summer for her sexually.
No. It was a crazy summer for me sexually. The wording of that is so funny to me for some reason.
But like, that really did relieve everything.
Right.
Just in that moment. Like, it needed to be her best sexual experience, or else I don't know how we could forgive him.
Yeah. So her being like, yes, I was into it. I wanted to happen. And then the story is that his daughter stopped speaking to him because he slept with her first love. Like, that's something. I mean, look, my parents have never slept with my first loves, so I don't know. But I feel like that's something you get over. They haven't spoken for years.
I don't know.
She's pretty dramatic. I mean, listen, lesbian love is intense, y'all. Like, this, she was not going to get over that. This was
right.
This was, she was going to hold a grudge. And
but
did.
It seems
she
like there were
other, for years.
It seemed like there were probably some other issues with him. So I don't think it was just that, you know.
That's fair. Good point. Yeah, he's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
to put it lightly.
What? The guy who was afraid that he raped his own daughter and couldn't
he's
remember?
He's fine. Nah, he's fine.
It seems like a
nothing thing. Wrong with him at all.
I want to talk about Elliot going undercover at the clinic. Because we love an Elliot undercover.
We do.
I just love the way that was all shot. I thought it looked like a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was like a little bit of a departure, I felt, from SVU.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like definitely a different location than what we usually see. If I felt like really immersed in the world of that, which like sometimes, like, you know,
I know. You're shooting
so fast, whatever, but
I like remembered all of those actors like very specifically too. Like when I was watching it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. Like, and it was weird. I was like the only woman, you know, it was strange actually.
I actually thought that was so interesting because I feel like in situations like that, in, you know, when discussing sex addiction, it is almost always about men, and it is very uncommonly discussed about women who have sex addiction. And so I felt made sense.
Yeah, but I thought like probably strange that she'd be the only woman there. Like if they're all staring at her and she's staring at them, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I think that it was odd that in this, there was like a co-ed meeting and then there was the men's meeting, the women's meeting. Why were there not other women?
It's just her. It's just a one-on-one.
And if she's the one who specifically was like, I've done seven guys at once, why are you putting her in a room with this many men?
That I really had to work on that line just to make it feel like it was coming out of my mouth. I think I said I banged seven men at one time or something. I was like, whoa. I once sounds banged exhausting. I was just like thinking about those lines. I was like, you know, so young, just like saying not really knowing probably what even sex edition was. I mean, I probably did a little bit, but I wasn't sure if I believed me when I was rewatching it. I was like, I hope you guys believed me.
I did.
Okay.
I felt too. Seen.
Oh my God.
I think one of my favorite parts is when Courtney is paired up with Elliot. And the question is, why? Why are you being paired up?
Oh yeah, it seems like a pretty bad situation. Like he's just her type. She even says, I love that she's my favorite part is that I never realized this until I watched it yesterday, was that what she says, she first asks him, she's like, are you a cop? You know, she just senses it. And then the last line that she says is, I knew you were a cop.
Yeah.
She was on them the whole time. Like, she is so smart, honestly. Let her join the team. We're down on one.
Experience with cops.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're down a lot of people. Let's get Courtney in here full time.
Totally.
I'm telling you.
It would have been super fun to be in that show full time.
It's not too late.
Yeah. It's been 10 years. She could have gone to the academy and trained. I think.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean.
I love it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. And I also, it was 10 years before that I did the other job, I think. Something like that. So it's 10
it's
years.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. Every decade. Let's go.
I love that. I want to talk about the modesty rule for bed situation. First of all, I am anti-modesty rules at all times, obviously.
Well, to be fair, this is a sex addiction clinic, y'all.
Yeah.
And don't care.
Okay.
Modesty rules are offensive.
If there's one place they're maybe okay, it's here, okay?
I guess that makes sense. But I feel like having a modesty rule for bed in when the rooms are split, I don't know that it felt necessary to me. I was really hung up on the modesty rules, guys.
There were a lot of rules.
High school, I was not. That was my whole high school experience was a modesty code. But in bed, he was like, but that's when he needed the most. And I was like, well, he's got a point.
Mm.
I guess.
They're still sharing a room, like.
Yeah, but if all of the guys are straight, right?
Well, then,
we don't know that though, right?
Yeah, we don't know that.
I think those guys we did know. They were all assaulting women.
But that doesn't necessarily mean.
That's fair.
You know?
I do know.
You know?
All right, well, let's talk about that final scene. In the bar, the cop bar, the abandoned cop bar.
God, I just remember, like, I'd never had to wear anything like that in my life, in my career so far. And I was just, like, just stressed out about that. That's all I was thinking. I was like, I'm in a fucking miniskirt. It's, like, dead of winter. I'm so cold. I'm like, there are all these men around. And, like, now Jeremy Irons is going to unwrap me from these things. I just, like, remember, like, walking in the hall, like, just waiting. We shot that, like, so late at night. That's what I was, like, it's so funny when you sort of like, I always do this when I'm watching something that I'm in, I'll remember like what I was thinking about, like right before I did that scene, whether it had to do something with like my own personal life or like what I was doing right before, like putting on that costume. No, who was, wait, what's her name? Gloria Steinem was at the filming of that episode. Isn't that interesting?
What?
She was friends with the director, Donna Deitch. I don't know if you know who that is.
I don't.
I think it was important to them that a woman directed this episode, I guess, mm-hmm. for like the content and stuff. But yeah, she was there. And I was like, just remember being in shock that she was there. I think she's friends with Mariska too. But
that's amazing. I love that little.
Yeah, how did it feel doing the scene in front of her?
It was shocking. Yeah, it was shocking.
Yeah.
But I was like, that was just so strange to see her there. Little jewel that I'm giving you guys.
I love that.
I do too. Wow, what a crazy, like, we have Jeremy Irons, we have Gloria Steinem, like, all in a week's work, you know?
Yeah.
So in this episode, this is the second time where you're hanging out in a bra. And that feels...
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, the other part. I forgot about that when I just stripped off my shirt. It's yeah. Like, you guys, like, it's very unlike... I'm like, this was a real departure. Like, that was, like, I think also very freeing to do that. But, yeah, that was, like... And he's amazing, Chris Maloney. I mean, so protective and wonderful. Wonderful. Like, one of my favorite actors I've ever worked with. He, like, made sure that... Nobody was like watching while we did that, the rehearsal of that. And yeah, felt like very safe to like make choices and like we knew what we were doing and he was just very respectful.
I love to hear that because his character is like so protective. I mean, even when she's coming on to him, he's like, I have daughters.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. He has to bring up his daughters.
I know.
Right.
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and then you wrap up the entire episode with, I knew you were a cop.
I know. I feel like you didn't really need to say that, you know?
It was so good. It needed to be said.
It's the perfect, like, right before executive producer Dick Wolf line, I think. Like, it just tied it all together.
I wish I sort of said it differently. That's why I was like, I don't think I got it at the time. I think it should have been like this. It should have been like, I guess she was also just being saved from being killed right. and like raped, right? So, but it did seem like crazy that they got there so fast. You would have thought that I would have been like murdered at that point. Well, I don't guess he wasn't murdering. He was just
raped. Yeah, but it was so close to, because he said to meet her close to where they were. Because he, you know, because therapist Brett had to leave the clinic to find her.
Okay, so it was just down the street, you mean?
Yeah, I'm assuming it was like less than a block away.
Yeah. I just remember like memorizing those lines. It was the name of the bar. I forget the name of the bar. I'm here waiting. But I think she should have said to him at the end, I knew you were a cop. Like, do you know what I mean? Like just a little more subtle, just kind of like, I knew, you know, as opposed to, there was like an edge that I had to mine that I wish I could take back.
Well, I thought it was perfect. I thought it was delivered perfectly.
He was lying to her the whole time, you know?
He was gaslighting her.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But yeah.
But also he did just save her life. So.
Yeah, I wonder how she's doing, Courtney.
We said she went to the academy and she's now ready.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let her detective. Go undercover. Yeah. On MC.
Wonder what she did for a living.
That is a great question.
Yeah.
We always do like to speculate when we have guests on, like what their character is doing now.
Yeah.
Usually it's joining the team.
Yeah. It's coming back. I don't know.
Well, any other thoughts before we move on to best lines?
No, you go. You go.
I think I already said my favorite about when God makes you pregnant, stay pregnant. God makes you barren, stay barren. And then the response from Stabler, which is, when God gives you a uterus, maybe we'll listen to your sermon. I mean,
I always
say no uterus, no opinion. But that's my beliefs. All right, Taylor, take us away with the best lines.
Oh, I have so many. Some of them I think we should have ones you say because they're hers, though.
Will you
give I'll try my best. I'll do my best. impression. It's gonna pale in comparison, but
no, it won't. You do them, and then I'm gonna redo them, and how I would okay do it now. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, the first I have is just when we were talking about with binocular kids, is showing what you got, Shutterbug. It's just incredible. I'm telling you, I watched this, and I was like, before the theme song, there's just so much going on. if that's a mask, I'd hate to see what's underneath. I was like, that's a roast right there. we got some more bug guy. People like you should be stomped out like bugs. I was like, that's so on the nose. So on the nose. Someone exterminate the Franken bitch. Holy shit.
I didn't realize IVF was that controversial.
I didn't either. I thought she was like an abortion doctor is what I assumed when they started talking about it.
That's because she worked at an abortion clinic.
Right, but they cared about the IVF. Babies. And then one more bug guy. Those kids are still getting chewed up. Or no, maybe that was Finn. Someone just used the words chewed up, and I was just uncomfortable with that.
I always remember Finn. Wait, what's his name in real life?
Ice-T.
Ice-T. He had a line in my first episode in Fallacy. He goes... I said, they asked me if the person who was coming was on the list, and I'm like, they weren't on the list. And he goes, well, it was a party, someone had to invite her. But I every time like I have an opportunity to say that, I say it.
I love that. So it's gonna start becoming my vocabulary too, because that's too good. Okay, getting to your lines. I screwed like cool precincts.
No, hold on. So you can't just do that part. The line is, are you
sorry?
I screwed like whole precincts.
I don't know if I can make that work any better than I did, because I feel like I don't know how I made that work, honestly. Wait. Hold on.
Also, I think this is a goal in life of mine now.
Yeah.
Wait, she first says, are you a cop? And then she goes right into...
I screwed like whole precinct.
Does he say something in response to, are you a cop?
I think he says no after I screwed like whole precinct.
Okay. Are you a cop? I screwed like whole precincts.
That was amazing.
It was beautiful.
Okay, and then we have, and then my last one is, I think everyone's personal favorite, won't screw a perfectly good piece of tail.
Just, I can't believe you don't have another line that I remember that I have, so.
Well, I'm sorry, Yael, I tried to say some for you.
I appreciate it. Lindsay?
I don't know if won't screw a perfectly good piece of tail. And then she says, what, are you gay or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear that? I sort of mumbled that because I was like, oof, that seems like, it's like, does she think that she's like that hot? That's what I feel. Anytime like there's a line like where I'm referring to myself as like, won't screw a perfectly good piece of tail. Who talks like that? What a crazy thing to say.
That's the thing. Like, here's the thing. I don't buy on paper Courtney saying the word tail. Yeah. However, when you delivered it, I bought it.
So
that's a testament.
Thank you. That was really rough for me. I remember being like, I gotta pull this off. I gotta pull this off. I mean, she's in like kind of like a desperate like moment. So it felt like, you know, she's feeling really rejected, and somehow it felt like okay to say in that moment, I guess.
Tail just feels an odd word to me.
I never even heard it before I said it. Like, I don't even think I've, like, is that a thing people say? Like, let me get some tail.
It's like so very old fashioned.
Yeah.
I
will say this episode was written by someone named Speedweed.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
hell yeah. It's a Speedweed episode. That makes all, like, it. That makes so much sense now.
Does it? Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever there's a Speedweed episode, you know you're in for a time.
I'm not familiar with this Speedweed.
I remember thinking that was crazy.
I have one more line. Okay. One more line. And it is her mouth will take you to nirvana. Or so I'm told. Or so I'm told is the part that I love.
Who delivers that line?
I don't know his name. I remember remembering Clay. Him like as an Clay actor. Gibson. Clay.
Oh yes, yes. Okay.
The red herring.
Oh, the guy with the tattoo.
Yeah, a red herring.
That's such a good, because I thought it was him. I was like so convinced, and then he has this just like stupid tattoo, and I love that twist.
It's so funny. I really became really good friends with the actor who played Kincaid, the rapist.
Oh, nice.
His name is Chandler Williams in real life, and he's but I haven't spoken to him forever. But it just reminded me of him. Maybe I'll text him. I've spoken to him in years.
He was great.
Yeah.
All right.
He cured them. He cured them.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't understand the logic behind that, but.
Because this God that he was portraying, he has spiritual redemption through sex. It's like he cleanses your soul. I'm gonna compare it to other religions here. Ready? So the idea is the way that in like Catholicism that you can confess. Mm. And then in Judaism, it's Yom Kippur. So he has sex with you.
Cool, thanks,
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
That seems legit.
I taught Jewish Sunday school this morning, so I am on point with.
Oh, good for you. Study. That's good.
That's true. Thanks. So thanks, yeah. Using your talents here. Yeah.
Using my Sunday school knowledge.
Yeah. Ooh. Not that we should ever have a crossover between those, but
well, it's fine. You're welcome. So usually I will let you know if this episode is ripped from a headline. I'm going to say this. My source for this knowledge has failed me. So it was obviously the opening scene was ripped from Rear Window. And then there is a part of it. There is a murder of Teresa Boots, who was and the assault of her partner, Jennifer Hopper. So it was ripped from that. But also, it is about the controversial sex addiction diagnosis in the psychiatric world. And I will say this. I feel like every few years, there's new research saying either sex addiction is real or sex addiction isn't real. So I do not recall currently where the psychology world stands on this. Mm. And I do not recall where in 2011 the psychology world stood on this.
Well, whatever Huang says, I trust. So he says it's real. So I think it's real.
It's fair.
And that's not on that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyone have psychology knowledge they would like to share?
Not I know nothing.
Okay, great. We're moving on.
Okay.
Well, now it's time for our weekly poll.
Okay.
Taylor.
Let's do it. Yes. Last week we asked you guys what your favorite rapper episode was. So many. These were shocking results, I gotta say. Coming in last place with a whopping 0% of the vote was Diss. How dare you guys do Diss like that? That's Snoop Dogg episode, right?
Snoop Dogg is in that episode.
How dare you put a Snoop Dogg episode with 0%? That is so blasphemous.
I support this, actually.
But anyway, in third place. Nightmares in Drill City, which is the one we discussed last week, which was a time. That was 5.6% of the vote. In second place, we have Broken Rhymes, which was season 18, episode 6, with 16.7% of the vote. Overwhelming majority voted for Wildlife, as you all should. Wildlife is a masterpiece. That got 77.8% of the vote. That's Monkey in a Basketball. You really can't even try to beat Monkey in a Basketball, no matter what you do. This week, we are asking you all what your favorite episode with a mask is. So, of course, we have Mask, which is what we are talking about right now, season 12, episode 13. We also have Theater Tricks, you know, that's a personal fave, which is season 13, episode 11. We have Mood, which is season 19, episode 2. Yael, do you want to describe Mood for us?
Which one's Mood?
The one that you encouraged me to use in the poll. The one with the Prince Charming mask.
I don't recall.
Okay, well, it has a Prince Charming mask. So you guys can all look that up yourself. And then we also have, I don't know that it was super memorable, but maybe you guys would disagree. And then we also just have an option for other, there's a lot of masks, there's a lot of covering of faces. So if you have another one that's not listed, vote for that one, but you have to comment below because you guys vote for other and then you don't comment. And so it doesn't help me. So please comment below if you vote for that option. And we'll tell you where to find that in just a couple of minutes.
I'm trying to find this picture of, it was like my first Instagram picture. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Like, and it was with me and Stabler. From that shoot.
Oh my God.
What an iconic first Instagram picture. Wow.
Right? Oh, here we go. I had to go scroll really, really far.
Oh.
Wow.
And then I think there's another way. And I'm on click. I don't know. This is literally my first.
The frame. It's so.
Back in the day, frames were a thing.
I know. I used them. I just love the aesthetic of it.
Yeah, so that was my first one. And then that's my sister. And then that's second one. And the third one.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Interesting to know. Like, I would never do that now. Do the same picture, you know? I only got 8 likes on it, you guys. It's from 2010.
I'm about to scroll back and like it. Just so.
Yeah, same.
Oh,
and I'll get 10.
when did this episode air, actually?
2011,
yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Shall I look at the date? I can get us the date.
I was just wondering if I like posted that the day that I did it, you know. I probably didn't know anything about Instagram at the time.
This aired January 12th, 2011.
Wow.
Crazy.
It was like a week later after we shot it, I think. Yeah.
So then maybe you did it when the promo went out.
Oh, that's true. I kind of remember it happening really quickly after. I was like, whoa, how is this on already? How'd they edit that? Sometimes that happens. Like, sometimes things will be on, like, I'm not joking, a week later. It's rare.
That's
but like,
crazy.
And then sometimes it's like 2 years later.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like this last year, a lot of stuff has been like a week before. I know that, like, specifically SVU, we've been told that things are being edited night before it airs.
That stresses me out for them, honestly.
Oh my God.
Crazy. It's a machine.
I'm glad I am not an editor.
That sounds stressful.
I should have posted that in a story for this thing. Maybe I will.
Do
most people watch it afterwards, after it's live?
Yeah, we have people who watch us live here on YouTube. And of course, you can watch us now on Spotify. And if you're listening to us in audio-only version on iTunes, we would love it if you gave us a rating and a review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars do not seem to be working. That said,
so weird.
If you give us 4 stars, please leave a comment as to what we can do better. We did get some constructive criticism that I would love to read on the air.
Okay,
look,
let's go.
I said if you leave us a comment, I will read it on the air. Ahem. The title is Didn't Pass the Minute Mark.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Talking I think you all are very other. Funny.
Thank you. Says talking no, I over mean, each other.
Oh, who cares? Everyone's got to do that.
Ruckus braying? I don't know what braying is. Okay.
Okay.
While Ruckus. Someone else is talking, .. Nope.
Okay, that's. How many stars was it? Was it 4 or was it 1? That's 4. Broken though. I don't know how they.
Yeah, I don't know how they got the 1 to work.
Yeah, that's so weird. Okay, well, sorry for causing a ruckus, but we're all only trying to entertain you.
Yeah,
thank you for leaving a comment.
Braying is. What is braying? Is that a word?
How do they spell it?
Like, do people ask questions live or no?
Yeah, okay. Usually we have lots of people. Is braying a real word?
Is it scary if people ask questions live?
No, I love when people ask questions live.
It says, okay, well, the first definition is of a donkey or mule.
That's
the second definition is speaker laugh loudly and harshly. So they don't like that we're laughing. So they don't like us laughing and having fun.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Well, this is also an educational podcast. So it is time for What Did We Learn? A segment we forget about every week.
But not this week.
Oh, you have something you learned?
Yes.
I'm ready.
I learned Falmouth is a real place.
That's fair. That is good job.
and that I don't want to live there. Is Falmouth like the Hudson U of like the summer home areas?
Falmouth is in Massachusetts. I Googled it.
Like near Cape Cod, right?
I think so, yes.
Oh, I learned what braying is too. So yeah. Thanks. I've learned so much this week.
What have I learned? I learned what braying is as well.
Yes.
Wait, what is it again? What does braying mean?
Like laughing harshly.
Oh, I learned that Lindsay would want to redo some of the lines in a different way.
I think it's perfect.
And I think it was done so perfectly.
Yeah. Thank you. I guess I think any actor would, every time you like are done with a job, you're like, oh, like it occurs to you how to do the, like what everything meant in the scene as you're driving home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you learned that you want to share?
I learned that you guys are awesome. Yeah. It's so funny. And like, people should watch this podcast. Like, a lot of people.
We agree.
It's like such a good vibe, and it's funny.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you. I think that wraps it up for our show today. So we're going to take a couple weeks off because holidays, but also there's no new episode until the big crossover, December 9th. We'll be back then. We'll be back then because next week is Thanksgiving and then Hanukkah starts and I'd like to have my holiday people. Thank you. Until next time, so Lindsay, tell everyone where you are on the internet, but also I want to tell everybody that if you have not yet watched The Shrink Next Door, you should check it out because Lindsay's in it.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm not really on Twitter all that much, but lately I've been tweeting a little bit, you know, just because I never really caught on to Twitter, you know, but it's Linzcraft, LINZKRAFT, and that's my Instagram handle too. And also I sell watercolor paintings. You just add an S to Linz Crafts. So it's like,
oh, cute.
Yeah, right? And I'm writing a musical that hopefully will be up soon.
Yay.
That's so exciting.
Any other shows or movies that we should
Think about? I'll be on How I Met Your Father, the new series spinoff.
Ooh,
just a little part in that. And Grace and Frankie will have its final season coming out. I'm not sure when it comes out, but I'll be in the holiday episode of, it's like kind of they're doing for a Fantasy Island.
Yes.
Oh, fun. You know this program?
I have been watching it.
Oh, you have. So I'm playing a girl whose dream it is to be inside, to live inside a Hallmark Christmas movie. And so that's my fantasy. And so I get to live inside of who knows how it's going to be, but I think it was fun.
When did you guys shoot that?
A couple months ago in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. How was that?
It was crazy.
Puerto Rico.
It was crazy, but it was good. It's gonna be like, it was a double episode, but now they're making it into a movie, so it should be fun.
Because of your Instagram, I think I knew that they were doing a holiday special and I got so excited. That show is underrated.
That's great. I love the lead. Rosalind is amazing. I love her.
Yeah, people should be checking out Fantasy Island. You can binge the whole thing on Hulu.
Wow. Okay. It's good to know that you're enjoying that. Okay. Well, got another season. Got picked up for another season.
Yeah.
But I'm working on I'm writing this musical and that's basically my whole life and recording and putting it up and rewriting. And so that's where I'm headed.
Love it. Thank you so much for joining us. We love
having
you.
It was so fun. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Taylor, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and the poll and everything else you're doing?
Yes, you can find me and the poll on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne. You can find me on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I also write for Show Snob covering, I just finished covering The Morning Show. That was a crazy season finale, covering the 4400 on CW. Big Leap, bunch of different stuff. So definitely follow Showstab as well if you want to see some of my writing.
Cool.
Awesome. I am Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That is YaelTygiel. You can find me, where am I these days? You can find me on the Electric Now app, on the official Leverage Redemption After Show, a very distinctive podcast with Felicia, who couldn't make it today. You can find her at It's Felicia Michelle on Instagram. If you want to check out my thoughts on things that came out in 2011, 2021, whatever this life is.
It's like, whoa.
And my thoughts on what's coming out in 2022, check out Hollywood Approved on the Hollywood Critics Association YouTube channel. We have gone on hiatus for the winter, but you can check out all of our stuff there. I think that's everything I'm up to these days, but you know, find me on social and ask. Also, I'll be binging SVU during the holidays because that's what I like to do with my free time. So check me out on the internet tweeting about SVU.
Have you guys watched Tick, Tick, Boom?
Yes.
Not yet. I'm going to soon though.
Oh, I'm going to watch it for the next time right tonight again.
It looks so good.
It was really good.
Well, thank you for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye. Bye.